All right, if you wouldn't bow your head with us. Stacy, leave us, will you?
Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, it's good to be back in your house, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy, Lord, to me and to all of us, Lord. I know, Lord, that if it wasn't for that, I'd be restored every day. Lord, I'm glad your mercies are renewed every morning. And you love us, Lord. You care for your people. And Lord, I thank you for that, Lord. I appreciate your promises and I appreciate your love and kindness toward me. And Lord, not giving me what I deserve. Lord, you're always tender with me, and Lord, you deal with us all. Lord, I just want to be humble, be submissive to you, Lord. I want to discipline myself and just look unto you, Lord, and give you my whole heart, Lord. I want to be led by your hand. I want to be used by thee, Lord, for the need for precious souls' sake, dear God. I just pray that you'd help us here tonight. Lord, you know what we stand in need of. I know when we come in these doors, Lord, the devil's always going to try to work on our minds to distract us, Lord, from really listening and hearing what you're trying to talk to us about, Lord. And I just pray you help us all, Lord, to be thinking on things above and not on things beneath, Lord. And just, Lord, just being in one mind and one accord. I just pray that tonight that you'd have your precious way. Pray that you bless Brother Gerald, continue to bless him and help him and anoint him, dear Father, and just give him that what he stands in need of. Gird him with strength, Lord, and Lord God, to be able to really have that double portion, dear Father, that you promised, dear Lord. We're looking for it. We know it's coming, Lord. I just pray that you continue to help him and help us, Lord. Lord, to be ready and be desiring, dear Lord, the Word of God and wanting to eat from the Lord's table. When we come in those doors to come to the house of God to eat and to listen and to hear the Word of God and let it do what it needs to do in our lives, Lord. Help us, Lord, to not just be a hearer but be a doer of what the Word of God has to say. And Lord, if we look at ourselves by the Word of God, it is a mirror. It's a looking piece that let us see ourselves and where we stand and where we come short. And Lord, I know every day I come up short and I got a long ways to go. And I ask you to help me, Lord, each and every day, Lord. Help me just see myself in a better way and help me cleanse myself every day, Lord. And help me, Lord, to lay aside anything, Lord, any weight, anything that hinders me from doing your blessed will. Just help your people tonight. Lord God, deal with each and every one. Lord, I pray for all the sick and afflicted, Lord, and all the special requests, Lord, that's come our way. And all those tonight, what even spoken, Lord, you know what they are. And I pray that you'd have mercy on them. Lord, most of all, save the lost, dear Lord, all those that's sinking in sin, Lord, and they're just one heartbeat away from dying in sin and going to hell. If they die tonight, Lord, they miss it all. They lose it all, dear Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that they come to you, Lord, while they can and while you're dealing with them, Lord, that they would seek you with all their heart. Just have mercy upon each and every one of them. Just help us here. You know what we need. Lord, we do need your showers of blessings. Lord, we need your mercy. Lord, I'm thankful for that. Lord, just continue to help us all. Have mercy upon us all and help us here tonight. Lord, I want to feel your presence. Lord, I want to hear from heaven. And Lord, I want to feel you. Lord, I want to sing and feel your presence, Lord. And I want to be able to feel you through everything, through the praying and the preaching. And Lord, just have your way. Just help us all, Lord. Get our minds where they need to be. And Lord, help us, Lord, come to the house of God ready to hear. Just continue to help. Have mercy. Bless Brother John Z. Leeds tonight. Lord, you know what he stands in need of there. Continue to help him and use him. Use all you people, Lord. All of them, dear Lord. Especially those that, dear Lord, the young ones, Lord, and they've been saved for about 4 years. I continue to help them, encourage them, and help them, Lord, to keep fighting the fight and run a good race and just be patient. And I know you're going to bless them and use them in a mighty way. And all those, Lord, that's been saved for a long time, Lord, I pray that you encourage their hearts too and strengthen them. It's never too late. It's never, we don't get too old. We don't get way up in years where we can't be used by God, Lord. We know you got a plan for our lives, Lord, whether we're young or whether we're old, Lord. And or Lord, you know what we need. And Lord, you know the need. And I just pray that you use them all, Lord. Just help us, dear Lord. We love you tonight. And we want to see souls saved. And we know we got to pray together. We got to labor together. And when we do, Lord, we know that the souls are going to come in. We know that the harvest will come.
And Lord, just help us have mercy now once again. Bring revival soon. Rebuke the devil, dear Lord. You know what's needed here tonight. So, Lord, I know you're the only one that can do it. And Lord, I just pray that you would tonight. Help us all just get our minds where they need to be. We love you, thank you, praise you for all you have done, what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
That's what I want to do, learn to love him more and more. And certainly every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before the day with Jesus. I learned to love him more and more. He's the one I'm looking for. He's the one I'm longing for. Every day with Jesus is absolutely and positively sweeter than the day before. I'm glad that Jesus saved me, washed me, and cleansed me, and forgave me all my sins. Every sin I'd ever committed when I met him and come to know him as my personal Savior, he forgave every sin I'd ever committed. Put it in seal of forgiveness and never be brought to his remembrance anymore. What a Savior that is. He saves sinners. I knew I was a sinner and didn't have to look no further. I realized I was in sin, realized I needed a Savior. And I'm glad that I come to him just like I would. Brought my broke heart, my contrite spirit. Call him, have mercy upon me. He heard my feeble cry. It's feeble, but I really meant what I said. I was sick of self and sick of sin. Tired of living the way I've been living. Asked God to have mercy upon me, and he heard my feeble cry. He changed my course. He established my going. He put my feet on the solid rock. It's been a wonderful life. I've enjoyed my life as a Christian. I really have. It's been a blessing. He's been much better than me than I deserve. But I thank him for loving me and caring for me and saving me and forgiving me all my sins. I'd like to say again tonight, I appreciate my mother. Had a wonderful wife too. She got saved right after I did. But I appreciate my mother and her prayers over me. And over the rest of my brothers, my dad, we all got in because of her prayers. Now, effectual, fervent prayers, the Bible said, of a righteous man availeth much. If you're saved, you get into fervent prayer, effectual prayer. You stay in there and don't give up. Keep on praying. The song says, keep on praying. The light breaks through. The Lord will answer you. He'll answer you. Just keep on praying. The light breaks through. I believe that used to be Mays Jackson's song. He sang right before he come home. Brother Mays, he was a good man. And I got to go hear him one time out of Brother Guy Rainwater's church a long time ago. I think he's gone on now to be with the Lord, but he was a spirit-filled man. He was a man that loved the Lord, and he was saved, called of God to preach the gospel. And that's what it takes when a person gets saved. You just don't want to take this upon yourself, although that's the greatest calling that there is, a calling to preach. But I wanted to get saved, and he saved me, washed me, and cleansed me, and then he put his word in my heart. Put me right away up with his word in my heart. I knew that he was calling me, but I wanted to wait and be sure that he was, positively that he was. And I waited, and he schooled me and helped me, still schooled me, and still got a lot more to learn, a lot more to observe, and a lot more to look like Jesus. I know I need to increase in him and decrease in myself, let him have his way in my life. I know that he's going to. I want him to. I want him to use me in fullness. Y'all pray that the Lord will use me mightily. I know he's going to, and I just can't help the hunger for more of him. I want to look just like him. I want to be a perfect example. I'll never be perfect, but I want to push on toward the mark of the pride and the high calling of God that's in Christ Jesus, laying aside every weight and the sin that's always beset me. I run with patience the race that's set before me, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. And anything he started me, he's going to complete that. The only thing I have to do is just hold on and hold out and be faithful. And when he deals with my heart, just let him have his way with me. I want to do that. Fight a good fight and keep the faith. Run the race that's set before me, looking unto Jesus, author and the finisher of my faith. What he started in me, he's going to complete that. But I don't want to be ashamed before him that's coming. I want to have something to cast at his feet when I go before him in his presence. He's worthy of everything that I could ever do to try to love him and serve him. He's well worthy. He's a wonderful Savior. And he died for sinners. I know he saved the sinner. He got me. I didn't get nothing on my behalf. When I brought my broke heart, my contrite spirit, he washed me, cleansed me, sanctified me, and saved me, and gave me the free gift of eternal or everlasting life. That's the only kind he's got to give us, eternal or everlasting life. There are a lot of different denominations, and they just don't really realize what it is to be saved. A lot of them don't realize what it is to be saved. They think joining up the church, put on the case and do better, turn over a new leaf, just refining, doing certain things to obtain salvation, but they really don't understand because they don't have any preachers preaching the truth. They just don't have them, and there's hardly find a preacher that's really preaching the truth, preaching the Word of God. It scare most folk to death. They got a real preacher in there. I mean, they'd go into hives or something. They just wouldn't understand what he was talking about. And that's the way it is today. Most folk love darkness more than love light. They don't love the light. They don't cover the light unless their evil deeds be reproved. And it takes reproving through the Word of God to speak to people's heart so they have the opportunity to be saved. But I'm glad I'm saved. I appreciate the Lord saving me. So I want y'all to spend an extra little time. Not that I'm special, but I need your prayers. God will fill me and use me. My desire is to please Him, who's called me and chosen me to be a soldier. I know I've got a call in my life. I know that. I knew that ever since I got saved. I knew the call of God was on me. And I knew that, and I waited till He made known to me. He wanted me to preach. And I remember I took my first stand at Adair and preached, and I think I shocked a lot of people. I know Brother Bagley, he was sort of shocked, but he loved the Lord, and he just got out of the will of God, and he just took a dislike to me, although he knew that I loved Jesus, but he just tried to treat me as whatever he wanted to do, and that's art too. That didn't change my mind toward him. I still loved him, loved all of everybody down there, and had a good time. God was still using me through all that kind of mess and carrying on. I mean, God used me. He put me in a little Sunday school class back there, put me in the little RAs, and put me where He wanted me. And God used me, and I was just happy to couldn't get any happier than what I was in Jesus. And I loved every minute of it, but it was a blessing for me, an honor for me to get, it helped me to face persecution. I mean, it really helped me. I learned how to endure hard as a good soldier, learned how to keep carrying on no matter what folks thought about me. Most of them loved it, some of them didn't, because the influence is coming from the pulpit. That's all right. I understood that, because the devil had got his mind, but he didn't get his soul, because he died in the Lord. He died a sick death. He died with his body of cancer, and he up. They said he was. I didn't go over to see him because it wasn't meant to be. But his body was down to nothing. He was just about skin and bone. But when he died, but he was a good man. And when he started, I love him. I know I'm going to see him again, and I know he's got things straightened out now. If any will, when he faces Jesus. But anyhow, pray for the Bagleys. I mean, she's gone too, but Royce, I remember him and love him too. Me and him used to, was at 8, excuse me, out at Bolton. I remember as a little old boy, me and him was down on the creek swinging on the rope down there behind the church, and was up at the filling station on the corner sweeping a place up for a Coke and crackers. We did that, but his daddy know that, he'd have got a beating. I'd probably got one for mother too, but nobody found out about it. We had foolishness as kids. And the Lord drove me out where I didn't get to hear. I mean, the devil drove me out where I didn't get to hear. But God had mercy on me and dealt with my heart. I heard enough to know what scared me to get around real preaching. So I run from it. And I'm glad when I was about to, I think it's 13 years old, somewhere around that, I went to Adair Park Baptist Church, climbed up in the balcony by myself, sat there. He was really preaching then. And God spoke to my heart. And he was saying certain things. The devil said, boys, he's shaking you out. He's signaling you out. You got to get out of here. Don't you sit there, because he's preaching to you. Well, I thought he was. And it probably was. The Holy Spirit was speaking to me. But it scared me. I went down the steps, slipped out the door, and never did go back till God broke my heart. And I met him the next time at his house over there. When I went over there, and my mother and Jackie and myself went over there, and he had prayer with me. But I didn't get saved then, but I just listened, pay attention. My heart was broke and contrite. But I got saved when I got in the house of God. God spoke to my heart, dealt with my heart, and I brought my broke heart, my contrite spirit, call on the Lord Jesus, best of my ability. He know what I wanted. He know what I need Him. He heard my feeble cry, passed all my faults, saw my need, and accepted me, washed me, and cleansed me, made me brand new on the inside. It's been wonderful ever since. By the way, once you get saved, you don't have to do this one time. Once you get saved, all you need is one time. It'll take you to heaven. You don't have to be born again twice. That's impossible. I'm going to take you to get in this life in the flesh. You're born in the flesh one time. It takes one time you get to heaven. Jesus said you got to be born again. Not born again and again and again, but be born again. That's one time. Once you get it, sins under the blood, you get born of the incorruptible seed by the word of God, living the body forever. You don't have to worry about doing it again. You don't have to worry about that. It's settled and sealed under the day of redemption. I'm glad I'm saved. I hope that you'll pay attention to what's being said. I wish I could preach a little clearer, but I'm trying to a little bit here, and I hope you'll listen to me. Pay attention. I got a burden on all you folks here, and it's not saved. I got kids here. They're not kids. They're grown-ups. They're my children. I call them kids. They're not. They're grown. I've got children here in my family that's not saved yet. They're going to be. That's personal between them and the Lord. I don't stick my nose in their business. If they ask me, I'll answer something, but I don't meddle in their business. I really got a lot to tend to myself. I have a hard time keeping me in shape. And so I'm not worried about them getting saved. I left them with Jesus a long time ago, and I'm not worried about any of them getting saved. They're all going to get saved. I know that. I don't know when. I don't know where, but God does. It surprised me. Joel getting saved first. I figured he'd be the last one. Well, he was one of the first ones, and I'm glad he's saved. The rest of them are going to get saved, too. I know that. God's going to save every one of them and save their kids, too. I know that. God's going to save every one of them. I know that for sure. God's going to save them all. Not that he owes me anything. I'm the debtor. I owe him. I owe my life. I owe everything I hope to be, going to be. God be my helper. But I know that he saves sinners, and he saved me as a sinner, made a new creature out of me. The old things did pass away in my life. Never has been the same since. What a life it is to live for Jesus. I'm glad that I'm saved. If you're not saved tonight, hope that you'll turn your heart, your life over to him. Just surrender your will to his will. Ask him to have mercy upon you as a sinner. That's all you got to do. Forgive you of your sin. Really mean that, really want that, desire that. And ask him just to have mercy upon you, forgive all your sin, and you want to be saved. Just talk to him out of your heart. He'll make you know when you get saved. He'll save you. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord can get saved. You will get saved. Just call on him. Ask him to have mercy on you, save you. If you do that, I guarantee you, you'll get alive in your heart. And you can't be saved and not know it. I guarantee you'll be the first one to know it when you get saved. He makes a difference in your life when you get saved. Therefore, if any person be in Christ, they're new creatures. Old things pass away in your life, and all things become new to you when you get born again. When you get born again. I hope that you'll be born a second time, which is the Lord from heaven, and he'll make you brand new on the inside, put you new to life, and you never will be the same when you get saved. Won't you, if you would, bow your head in just a minute, please? I'm glad I'm saved, and I'm hoping all of you that's not saved here tonight that you'll get saved somewhere real soon. Jesus died for you. He's a merciful Savior, and he wants to save you. He showed how much he loved for you when he gave his life at Calvary. They bruised him. They beat him. They beat him to pieces. I mean, they really put the whip to his body. They beat him, spit on him, mocked him, slapped him, done everything they could to belittle him. But he didn't let that bother him. He went right on up to Calvary, laid down his life for us. died as a sinner. He took the sinner's death. He that knew no sin became sin. You and I might be made the righteous of God in him. He had a purpose in mind, and that was reconciling the world back to himself through the death of the cross. He died the death of a sinner. Yet he knew no sin became sin. You and I might be made the righteousness of God in him. If you want to be saved, you can be. All you got to do is give up yourself. Quit trying to put it off or put it to another more convenient time. Just bring your broke heart, your contrite spirit. Ask God to have mercy upon you. Really mean it. Really desire it. He'll save you. You don't have to go any further than tonight. If you want to get saved, he's able to save you tonight. Change you completely. Put your news to life. Your life will never be the same. Listen to me. He knows what you need, and he'll help you. He'll save you. You just come to him just like you are. Bring your broke heart, your contrite spirit. Call on him to have mercy on you. He'll do that, I guarantee you. He'll save you. I'm not saved. Pray for me. I want to be saved. I see you. God bless you. That's good. I see you. Well, God bless you. That's good. Very good. I'm not saved. Anybody else? I want to be saved. I see you, son. God bless you. I see you, hon. I see y'all. God bless you. That's good. Anybody else? I see you, son. That's good. Anybody else who's not saved? Pray for me. I want to be saved. Remember me in prayer. I see you, son. God bless you. Anybody else? I want to be saved. Pray for me. A lot of hands went up. And all right, I'm saved. My heart ain't right. Pray for me. I need your prayers. I see you. God bless you. God bless you. That's good. Good. God bless you. That's good. If you want to come to the altar's open. Come on down and get on your knees. You can down and talk to the Lord. He'll speak to you if you'll just let him do that. And he'll help you. He'll deliver you. He'll save you. Wash you. Cleanse you. Sanctify you. Put you in newness of life. The old man will die. A new man will be born in you. That's Christ in you. God in you, the hope of glory. He wants to save you. Let him in. Let him speak to your heart, and then take him as your personal Savior. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, you'll get saved tonight. If you'll call him, to have mercy on you and take him as your personal Savior. Anybody else want to come? We'll bow down for a word of prayer. If you do, slip out of your seat, come out of your seat, come on down here. Get on your knees. If you'll talk to him, just ask him to have mercy upon you, a sinner. Very simple, it's not complicated. Call him to have mercy on you as a sinner. you do that and forgive your sin. And I'll get whosoever the Bible says shall call the name of the Lord can get and will get saved. So bring your broke heart, bring your contrite spirit, and he'll save you. John, close us in prayer, would you, son? And even while we're praying, if you want to come out of your seat, come on down here, do that, and God will hear your prayer if you'll be faithful in prayer. Son, go ahead.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this opportunity to bow in your presence again, Lord, to gather in your house, Lord. What a privilege it is to come to a real church, Lord, where we can be fed and hear the Word of God. It's that same Word of God that got me in, it got me saved. It was the same message of salvation, of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Lord, that's what you require, and that's what I gave you, Lord. I appreciate you breaking my stubborn will, Lord. You have your way of dealing with us, Lord, and I was a very stubborn willed person, and you broke my will. You finally brought me down to a place where I had to look up to you. And Lord, I got sick of the way I was living. Lord, I was tired of living in sin, running in sin, going here and there to try to find satisfaction, Lord. But when you saved me, Lord, I was 100% satisfied, Lord. You filled a longing that nothing in this world could do. You satisfy me completely, Lord, and you do that every single day. I wake up and I know that it's another day I need to serve you, and it's such a joy and honor to have the sweet fellowship, the sweet presence on the inside to confirm everything, Lord. And I'm so thankful for you this tonight, Lord. I can't put it into words how grateful I am for you, Lord, and for all the things that you've done for me, Lord. When you saved me at age of 23, Lord, I'm so grateful for this salvation, Lord. Now, I just had to pour out my heart to you, just had to give up myself and stop running. That's what I was doing when I heard the Word of God the first time. And Lord, you gave me a choice to serve you or run my way, and I took the wrong direction, Lord, at age 16, Lord, and I was stubborn. I ran my way, Lord. And 7 years later, 7 long years of sin, Lord, you brought me back, Lord. You brought me down to a place where I could really listen and pay attention, Lord. And I'm grateful for that, Lord. I'm thankful for the man of God, Lord, that preached to me all those years, that told me the truth, Lord. It's such a joy and honor to know him and to know that he knows you, Lord, and the power of God that's been on him all these years, Lord. That's what got us all in, Lord. And I just pray that you would restore it to his heart's desire, Lord. We know that you're going to restore him. We know that you're going to give that double portion, Lord. We just ask that you'd send it real soon, Lord, because we know he desires it, Lord. He asks us for extra prayer, Lord. So I pray that you'd have mercy and help him, Lord, and lift him up to preach that Word of God again in power, Lord, so souls can be saved, revival can come, Lord. And we know it's coming, Lord. We just ask you that you grant it real soon, Lord, for all the souls that are gathered here, Lord. All those that are seeking you that want to be saved. It's so simple. I didn't realize how simple it was. I thought I had to bring a very flowery prayer or something that was well thought out. But, Lord, you just wanted my heart. And that's what I gave you. I just brought the prayer that I had. I confessed to you my sins, Lord. But most of all, I finally gave up myself. And that's all it took. I just wanted you above my life and above all my sins, Lord. And when I said that, you saved me. And I felt it on the inside. I felt you come in, Lord. And it's been walking in newness of life ever since, Lord. I just can't thank you and praise you enough for all that you do for me, Lord. Even if I praise you every day for the rest of my life, Lord, it still wouldn't be enough and be enough to what I would want to praise you, Lord. I just ask that you have mercy on every soul that's here, Lord. Speak to all those that have come to the altar, Lord, that have special burdens and needs on their heart, Lord. I pray that you help those. Help those that have come that aren't saved, especially, Lord, that they would come to know you personally, Lord, like I did, like others have too, Lord. It's such a wonderful life to live, Lord, the life of a Christian. And all you have to do is bring your heart. Bring all that you have and turn over your pride and just let the Lord have his way in your life, Lord. And that's what I want, Lord. Just help me to find your will for my life, Lord. I'm trying to seek after it, search after it, and yearn for it, Lord. And just help and reveal it to me, Lord, what I need to do for you, Lord. Because I want to fight for you. I want to fight and win souls, Lord. So just have mercy upon me, Lord. And have mercy on all those that have come, Lord. Just get glory out of every life, every situation, Lord. Every special request, Lord. Get the glory out of it, Lord. And just help us to get the good. And, Lord, just most of all, save precious souls, Lord. We ask these things in Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen.